It's the middle of summer and the trees are already decorated for Halloween. This is Kenny Dodson from the Extension Office with your tree tip of the week. The webs on those trees are from worms and not for an early Halloween. Despite the name fall webworm, they can be making nests from May to September. However, it is out and about and it is our problem. These worms make distinctive nests on the end of tree branches, made up of webs. Most commonly, you'll see them on pecan, but they can also infest maple, birch, mulberry, hickory, and walnut. The moths lay the eggs early, but they can have a couple different generations during the warm season. When the weather cools off, they overwinter as a pupa in the ground. While it is very conspicuous, the nest helps defend the worms from predators and from insecticidal spray, too. Webworms feed exclusively on foliage inside their webs, and expand the web as they grow. This feeding usually is not a major concern for a mature tree. However, young trees and any tree that sees repeated heavy feeding are more concerning. Once worms begin nesting, most sprays will not reach them inside. Rupturing the webs is important, but they can also be clipped out entirely and burned. If the tree can stand to lose a few branch tips, then pruning them out will work just fine. These webs may be spooky, but you don't need to be too scared, unless they're all over the tree.